Mark chapter 13. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? This is an important passage because it gives Jesus Christ's own prophetic understanding of the end of the world. He leaves the temple with his disciples, and they're looking at the giant stones and the buildings, and you can still see some of those stones in the western wall, also called the Wailing Wall. It is really the wall that is the foundation of what used to be the temple complex. And they're drawing his attention to the buildings of the temple. And he says, look at, you see these buildings? There's not going to be left one stone upon another. They will not be thrown down. And you can't mention that without mentioning the year 70 when Titus and the Roman armies came and laid siege to Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. And while one could say there are still remnants of it there, as far as the Wailing Wall, but that's really just a platform. Those are old stones, but the buildings that used to be there as part of the temple complex are completely demolished. But people speculate, will there be another temple? There's already a temple there. I don't know if the Jewish temple would surpass the Islamic temple. They both claim to worship a god that they don't know. They don't claim to worship a god they don't know, but they worship the same god, right? We all have the same god. The Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims all worship the same god. Not so. Because they don't worship Jesus Christ. And therefore, if Jesus Christ is the true God, then a temple built to any other god that does not include him is not built to God. It's built to the name of a god. There's no way to the Father but by the Son. That's the teaching of Christianity. But they want to know when the signs of all these things are going to be fulfilled. And it's an interesting thing, because the things he goes on to talk about go beyond what happened in AD 70. So perhaps Christ had something more in mind. I certainly think he did. He looks forward, as in Matthew, they asked him the end of the age. But they want to know, when's this going to happen? And really, there's much more given here than what actually happens. We know that the false Christ, according to Paul, is going to stand in the temple of God, making a show of himself that he is God. And perhaps that'll be in the very same place, because it is written of Satan that his desire was to stand on the sides of the north, which according to the Psalms refers to Zion and the Temple Mount. So that would be the place he desires to stand as God. And so perhaps there will be something built there. And Christ, when he returns, whatever is built there is going to be destroyed. Whether it be that mosque, or the shrine there, or it be a new temple, or a temple built by the Jews. Whatever is there, Christ is going to level. Not as Titus did, leaving a few stones still stacked up, but completely level. It's all the wailing that goes on in that wall for so many years needs to be wiped away. Verse 5. When Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten. And ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. The first warning Jesus, of course, gives us is deception. The people were going to try to deceive you. Take heed lest any man deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Because many are going to come in my name. I come in the name of Jesus, saying, I am Christ. Jesus is the Christ. And shall deceive many. A lot of times people misinterpret this to understand to mean, they're going to say, I'm the Messiah, me, Paul Stringini, I'm the Christ. No, that's not what they come saying. How many of those? Do you see many people coming like that? The only person I remember in my lifetime, I remember there was a couple, I remember David Koresh, right? He was the Messiah. And then there was that Yod-Heh Vav-Heh guy on the TV. But I think he thought he was Jehovah. Well, I'll tell you what. There aren't that many coming saying that they are indeed Christ himself. But there are many who come to you as Christians. I come in the name of Jesus. And I want to preach to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got to know, first of all, that Jesus is Lord. That is how they come. That's how the deceivers come. They don't come preaching some strange God. They don't come preaching some strange man whose name you've never heard before. They come preaching the name of Jesus Christ. That's how the deceivers come. It's no marvel if Satan's ministers be disguised as the ministers of righteousness, wrote Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It is no wonder, or is it 11? 2 Corinthians 11. Because Satan himself is disguised as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be disguised as the ministers of righteousness. They come as the ministers of God. Because no one, and also it's another thing, if you come saying you are Christ, then you're not coming in the name of Jesus, you're coming in your own name.